The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
You're listening to the Sharks Audio Network. Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
Luke Cunnan just signed a new deal with the San Jose Sharks, and we've got him now on the Sharks Audio Network to check in on his offseason and his thoughts on new young players, a new coach, and more. Luke, what's going on, man? How are you doing?
I'm good. Just enjoying summer, and can't wait to get the season going.
Yeah, man, it's exciting. There is a lot of things to be excited about. I guess, so let me get your first overall reaction to the hiring of Ryan Warsofsky as the head coach.
Yeah, very excited about that. Obviously, we have a good relationship, built over the past 2 years, and I think the direction he's gonna, take our group is gonna be great. And just talking to the guys, we're all really excited for it.
I know that he is not the oldest guy in the world. He's gonna be 37 at the start of the season. That's only 5 years younger than me. And I think that, one of the things that a younger guy can really understand is what a lot of players go through with now social media and just the blog sphere. And, there's always been hockey circles, but like now every kid, once they're 14, 15 years old, they've got eyes on them through social media and podcasts and everything from, day one almost. And it seems like to me, he'll be tuned in to what a lot of the modern hockey players are dealing with. Not to say that other coaches aren't, but he understands though. Like he grew up in that environment.
Yeah, for sure. Not only that, and I guess being closer in age and stuff like that, like you said. But I think just seeing the day to day and how he would react, have conversations with guys, and how he would react, to how guys did things. You could tell he really. He really got and understand a lot of what we're going through and a lot of the guys. So, how he has relationships with people and, the way he's, able to go about his business, but also making it fun, I think is a pretty special thing.
Yeah. Just seeing him at the press conference, the passion that he spoke with and just the overall emotion that was displayed. And listen, you don't make it to this level in the NHL as a player, as a coach, unless those things aren't there. It goes without saying, everybody that's in the league has that level of passion somewhere in them. But with Ryan, it's like it exudes from him. Like after he came and did his stuff on stage with the official press conference, he came and chatted with me and Dan, and I talked to him a little bit in passing, but never in that interview format before. But like, you could feel like how fired up he was. Like it was literally exuding from him.
Yeah, I think, he wears his emotions on his sleeve. I think, he's the most competitive guy, or wants to be the most competitive guy. When he walks into the, a room, and I think, you need that out of your leader, out of your coach, out of the guy that's, giving you the message every day. I think, you want someone that, hates losing, hates, when the team and the group's not having success. And, someone who's just competitive like that, I love that. It's a similar mindset to how I am. So I love that out of a coach. And I think that's going to be really good for our group and especially our young players.
You're obviously one of the leaders on the team, and there's going to be a lot of pressure put on guys like, a Will Smith, a Macklin Celebrini, a Sam Dickinson, maybe a Quentin Musty, any of these young guys. You remember, starting your career. It's been a little bit now, but I'm sure that you still remember what it was like. Or I guess, if those guys come to you, if they have questions, what are you going to tell them about handling the pressure that especially guys like Will Smith and Macklin Celebrini are probably already feeling themselves? They don't need to hear it from the outside.
Yeah, I think just helping, in any way you can. Like you said, we've all gone through it. We've all been that young player. Whether it's telling them about experiences of I had when I was, 18, 19, whatever. I think I was 19 when I first, started, and having, the Mikko Koivus, Eric Staals, Matt Cullen, Crazy Suter. I mean, guys, you name it, the list goes on and on. Guys that, I had and were good, veteran guys and role models for us to look up to. I think, we have a lot of those guys that, it's on us to help. And, you know, be there to help teach them, show them the ropes. But, you know, they're great players. They're going to figure it out on their own. I think it's just, you know, the little things here and there that you can help and just make it a smoother, easier transition for them is you know, what you got to do.
I know you obviously played with Will briefly in training camp last year. But, you know, Macklin Celebrini, I always joke, like, yeah, everybody looks good in their highlight reel. That's kind of the point of the highlight reel. But I'm just curious if you've watched much of his game.
Yeah, you see the highlights. You see the talent and what he brings to you know, a team. And, you know, I think we're all really excited. There's a great buzz, you know, within the organization with Sharks hockey, and you love to see that. He's obviously a special talent, and, you know, he's going to help us a lot, and looking forward to, you know, being on the same team as him and, you know, getting going.
I remember talking to Logan about this after, not this last year, but the year before, when everybody was, you know, kind of hoping that the Sharks would land Connor Bedard because that was not yet determined. And I asked him, I said, you know, is it not insulting, but is it a little bit weird to hear fans say, oh, you know, this, you got to get this 18-year-old kid because he's going to save the day? And Logan said, no, he said, you know, I'm a Toronto Blue Jays fan. I'm a Bills fan. He's like, I understand how it goes when you want new young talent. But, you know, he also said that, you know, it's on the team themselves to get it done. Has it been weird to hear, you know, people talk about, oh, it's, you know, it's this 17, 18-year-old kid who's going to help turn the Sharks around? And you're like, well, I've been here for a couple of years, you know, working my tail off. It's not just some 17-year-old kid.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just, you know, it's part of the game. It's part of the business that stuff happens. And, you know, we do need that spark, that player, that, you know, generational talent, or, you know, whatever you want to call it. You know, these first overall picks, it's hard to come by. It's a sought after thing. And, you know, we're fortunate enough to have that and have him. And, you know, you just want, you know, everything to work out the way it's supposed to. So, you know, like I said, these things happen. You know, it's not, I don't look at it as anything, you know, bad as far as what people say you need that. I think, you know, we're all excited to have that. And I think he's going to help us a lot.
No, it'll be fun to see. And, you know, for you, just looking, you know, compared to where we were, you know, the previous summer, how nice is it for you to be healthy this off season? I mean, obviously I'm sure there were some bumps and bruises and sore joints at the end of the season, as you would expect after an NHL season, but you weren't dealing with big time knee surgery and rehab like you were the previous summer.
Yeah, it's huge. I think having a normal, you know, I wasn't able to train all knee back and, you know, feeling as good as I can to, you know, to play again. That was kind of what happened there. And just, yeah, like I said, finally being able to train, get stronger, work on, you know, certain things that I wasn't able to do for, you know, a year and a half or so. It's nice. It's, you know, something I'm not taking for granted, and, you know, having a good summer so far. And like I said, really looking forward to, getting back at it here.
Yeah. I always go back to the idea of there is the point at which you are healthy enough to play again and compete and do your normal activities. That's not the same as being back to where you felt you were before you got injured. How long did it take you last year to feel like you were back to where you were before the injury occurred?
Yeah, I think it takes a while. I think, you know, you think you're back at, you know, game 20, then you feel better at 40, and it kind of keeps going like that. You keep feeling better and better as the season goes on, and I feel even better now than I did, you know, at the end of the season. So just want to keep, you know, climbing that, the right direction there. Like I have been doing, I feel really good. Skates and, you know, workouts have been going really well. And I like where everything's at right now.
I was just talking to, your boy, Ty Emberson. He was telling me that you got him on Pilates because he said he was doing that this summer. And I said, oh, did Mackenzie Blackwood get you on that? And he's like, no, it was Luke. He's like, is Blackie doing it as well? I was like, yeah, he was big on it last year. He's like, no, Luke Cunning got me going on this. So how did you get into Pilates? This is what, as I was saying to Ty, I was like, I'm 42 now. And the last little bit I've incorporated yoga, but now I keep on hearing guys talking about Pilates. I'm like, well, maybe I need to be doing that as well into my, you know, just normal meathead barbell activities.
Yeah, no, you know, last summer with all the rehab, just, throwing different things at the body to try to help and, you know, speed up the recovery process and help with injury prevention. And that was something I started and, you know, felt really good doing that. And something I've added in, you know, with my normal strength and, you know, conditioning, speed workouts, all the normal stuff, just, you know, another thing that can hopefully help me on the ice.
Yeah, no, I mean, just in terms of preventing, I mean, listen, big joint injuries, there's nothing. I mean, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. But I would imagine things like Pilates help you, A, in recovery, and then B, help you avoid the, you know, the minor groin tweak, or, you know, just feeling something in your calf at some point. Like, that's kind of the consensus I get, is that it's a little bit more, it helps with injury prevention as well as recovery.
Yeah, I think so. I think there's a lot of benefits to it. You know, I don't know all the reasoning behind it and whatnot, but I've enjoyed it. You know, a lot of guys I train with, I think more and more people are starting to incorporate it, and I think it's good for us.
Tell me about your off season workout and stuff, because I love this side of it. I know some dudes are huge on incorporating, you know, the push pull sled in addition to doing, you know, tons of barbell work. I know some guys do CrossFit. Other guys are big on, you know, the kettlebell stuff. You know, I could geek out on that stuff for days, but what's Luke Cunnan's workout like on a typical week?
Yeah, I'd say a little bit of everything. You know, I'd say it's a little different than other summers just because, you know, I can finally strength train again. You know, unlike the last summer, right? So a lot of weights just getting strong again. You know, we have, you know, some hill days, some agility, speed, things like that. And just, you know, kind of all over the map with a little bit of everything. But like I said, it's, you know, each guy, it's a little, you know, more individualized for what they might need. And it's been great so far. I'm really, you know, enjoying what I'm doing. And like I said, more than anything, it's just feeling good again. And I feel great. So it's awesome.
No, that is good. And then, you know, in addition to the feeling good and, you know, being back from injury and, you know, getting ready for the next season, there's obviously the time that you take that where I mean, you seem like a pretty well-balanced individual to me. I don't think you're spending all your time working out and watching film. What are you doing when you're not getting ready for the upcoming year? Are you golfing with some friends, barbecuing with the boys? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, a lot of golf. I've been playing a lot of golf. Was just recently at Pebble with a few buddies for a little trip. So that was fun. Golf, hanging out with, you know, family, my dog, you know, going to the lake, just being, you know, on the walk. You know, it's good to get away from it for a little bit and you know, just kind of, you know, not do too much, you know, at one point. I think it's good to kind of separate it out. And, when it's time to get really, you know, rolling again, you do that. So,
yeah. Are you back on the ice already?
Yeah, I've been on the ice, probably, you know, after Worlds took, a week or two, and then it was slowly just right back into it. So, been going, working out on the ice, for a while here. So it's, like I said, it's been good. It's been fun. It's been nice to, you know, not, have anything, you know, lagging injuries or anything like that. Just being able to work on what, needs to be worked on and just, go from there.
In terms of, newcomers, player personnel, do you know any of the guys that have been signed by the Sharks in the off season? I mean, obviously you've played against a Toffoli before, but like, you know, any relationships before with any of these guys?
Not more than just, you know, playing against these guys, but I think they all bring something that's going to help our group. And I think those are all good gets for us. And I'm looking forward to, you know, seeing how we all mesh together and, you know, go out and, you know, have a good start to camp and start the season off on a strong note.
How is it going from competitor to teammate? Have you ever been in a situation where you suddenly joined a team and you feel like you have to go up to a guy and be like, hey, sorry, I blew you up in that, you know, in the corner there a couple of years ago? Or like you go up to a guy and be like, hey, come on, like, you know, you cross-checked me that time. Is there any ever conversation like that?
Yeah. I mean, it's happened a few times, you know, you fight a few guys and then it's part of the game, right? It's just your hockey players. I think that's what's great about our sport and the people in our sport. it's your job and what you got to do out there on the ice. But hockey guys are the best. So you just, once you're on in the same jersey, it's that's your brother, and that's who you're going to battle with, and all's good.
Yeah, and I wish more people could see that aspect of it because they get so focused in on the games. And obviously, last year was a tough year. We all know what the Sharks organization was going through. And we talked to you guys after games. And obviously, there were times where you were given answers, but, 10,000 yard stare. And I could be like, yeah, Luke's thinking about a play right now. He's pissed off. But then the next day, you guys would be back at practice and everybody be smiles and, be chirping each other and ready to go for the next game. Like, I never felt like you guys were holding on to bad vibes from one day to the next. I always felt like you guys had that bad memory thing going on, like forget about it, move on to the next one. I never felt like there was any tension in the dressing room or anything like that. It just felt like everybody was like, hey, let's, forget about it, move on to the next one. And that, when it was back at practice the next day, everybody was ready to put in the work that was needed.
Yeah, and I think you have to kind of have that mindset a little bit, as you got to learn from it. You got to learn from the losses and things that aren't helping you win. And I think you got to use that to get better, whether it's a practice, games, whatever it is, video. But you gotta flush it. You got 82 games. You can't hold on to things. You got a new chance to go fix it and play better. And be a good teammate every day, have good, positive energy in that room at the rink. Along with putting in all that work and everything that we need to do. But yeah, there's, a little of both that goes into that, not just completely forgetting about it, but not letting it weigh you down, and
Right.
having those big piano on your back walking in the rink, and just head down. You gotta go be positive, be a good teammate, enjoy it, put the work in, and try to be better.
What are you most excited about for training camp?
I'm just excited to get back and compete again. I think it's already been a long summer. It's not fun when you're not in playoffs. I think just getting back, being with the guys, and getting with the group and getting that right mindset, identity for what our group needs, and start this thing off on a good note.
All right, Luke, well, I'll let you go, man. I appreciate your time, and I look forward to seeing you out here in the Bay Area in a little bit. All right, man.
Awesome. Thanks a lot.
Again, that was Luke Cunningham of the San Jose Sharks joining us on our latest offseason check-in. Be sure to take a listen to our other offseason check-ins, as we've already chatted with Ty Emberson, William Eklund, Fabian Zetterlund, and Henry Thrun. For the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey, signing off.
This podcast can be found for download under Sharks Hockey Digest on iTunes, Google, and Spotify, and on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app, presented by Western Digital. All music by Yogi Yend.